ici. Au point quoi? Au point quoi?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Au point quoi?
Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. If you're wondering who I am he. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you from our U's, our L's, and our C's. That is called the Undisclosed Location Central, where we, ladies and gentlemen, will never disclose the location of where we are, because we're coming at you strictly for your eardrums and for your minds, because we want to entertain, mold, and I need another E. Excite. Is excite starts with an E? Exciting, exciting. Yeah, it does. It will go with that. So it is I, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Spike on the Mic, but I am so shy. I can't do this alone. You know why I won't do this alone? Because we have the award-deserving, nation-honoring resistance fighters here, ladies and gentlemen, with us on this resist on the show. So let me introduce the crew. Coming at you, the man who put the sounds through your eardrums. He's the one who always makes sure that we are on point. He is the one, the only, PWS. PWS, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like the lid to a jar of olives.
Oh, like it. Hold it. Write that down. Now, this is not a competition, resistance fighters who haven't been logged on and, I mean, who haven't been introduced. So you have time to come up with a cool sticking, because right now a jar of olives is in the lead. No pressure. But she's coming in with a yellow background. We like to call her Miss Kim. Miss Kim, how you sticking? Oh, she's new.
I'm sticking like two eyelids on a very polleny day.
Ooh, eyelids on a polleny day. I like that. I like that a lot. That might even move up into the number one spot. There's no pressure, mind you, resistance fighters. There's no pressure, because we're here for one reason and one reason only. He is known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how are you sticking?
Sticking fine. I'm sticking like a guy who's determined to get Polleny Day to appear on Spike on the Mic. If we can just find Polleny Day.
We're going to let that marinate a little while.
Okay. Wait, what? What happened?
Steve, you might want to put your microphone back to where it's near your mouth.
I'm thinking of a guy who wants to get Polleny Day to appear on our show.
All right. That's great. Well,
sound like a stage name, doesn't it?
Yeah. Resistance Fighters, you'd be happy to know that that did not move into the number one spot. But there is no pressure. No one is trying.
Like the Romans, take an idea and make it better.
Are they the ones who had their put those people in their horse and put it outside the gate and said, we'll wait here till they come?
Those were the Trojans.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The Romans and Trunchmen Trojan. Yeah, really. Well, okay. Well, let's go ahead and round out the resistance fighters with the lovely, the talented Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a Jeep in a puddle of mud.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That doesn't stick though.
Yeah.
The Jeep is supposed to get out of there.
Jeep just goes.
You got a chance. Yeah. You got a rocket.
Okay. All right, if you say so.
But this is no competition. I want to say this is no competition. But, you know, if I had to...
Olive jar is going to win this thing?
I think so.
No, I think eyelids went on a Polleny Day.
Oh, Polleny Day.
Yeah. Eyelids on a Polleny Day. Even though I know you... I saw what you tried to do there, Voicey Voice.
He tried to steal Kim's thunder.
He tried to comp...
No! He was like the Romans. He took an idea... And he made it better.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Okay.
Make a sad song
and make it bad.
There you go. Okay, all right. I'll give you that. I'll give you that, Kimberly, because you don't like to hurt people's feelings, and that's a good characteristic trait to have. You know, even though he confiscated all four of them, all confiscated all your ideas and your sticking, but we'll let that go. So,
Okay.
This is the Spike on the Mic show with the Resistant Fighters who we just introduced, and we are, like I say, award deserving show. And we like to do a lot of things. This is a road trip, ladies and gentlemen. So you always can call and participate on this road trip by giving us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900.
I wonder if Chad will call us from the middle of the Gulf of Mexico.
He is on a boat somewhere where he's in an undisclosed location. Right, Doug? Right, Billy?
Yeah,
that is correct. Oh, no, crazy. Okay. Telling them, man. Yeah, now somebody's going to go into Mexico and looking for him, or in the middle of the Mexico Ocean or wherever the hell he's at.
I'm sure they'll be able to pinpoint exactly where he is in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico.
No, the Mexico Ocean.
The Mexico Ocean.
Yeah, okay. There you go. There you go. Good call. Good call. Because we this is a caller-driven show, so while you're driving from Mexico, we will talk to you about three things.
The present and the future.
Thank you. Hey, is my voice still sounding okay? Because I pressed the button.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right. Do good. Well, seeing that my voice sounds beautiful, we go ahead and start this show a little different here with the word of the day.
Oh.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
Okay, we'll go with that. We'll just go with that. We want to go around the room and say that was a Scosh early.
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect. Well, the word of the day, ladies and gentlemen, what we okay. Listen,
right.
PW, Resistant Fighters, and rest of y'all. I have to stop saying ladies and gentlemen, because I heard myself say this like three times already. Stop doing that. Cause when you do that, in my mind, when I went to talk to school, it means that you have nothing to say and you're just scared. So I'm gonna stop saying that. So people. The word of the day is what we like to do to try to educate your mind, to mold you, to let you see outside the barriers or the blinders that most people have. So we give a word of the day, which I usually try to play in complete silence three times. And for the last couple of weeks, we've been truly been playing it in silence because it hadn't been coming through the speakers. So I will hopefully not continue to honor that process, but I'm going to play the word of the day in complete silence, and you guys let me know if you know what it is. Here is the word of the day.
Three times.
Three times. Word of the day is
arboreal. Arboreal. Arboreal.
That was three times.
Was that in complete
silence?
Nobody
said it.
Complete silence.
It was complete silence.
Time out. Did y'all hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, it worked.
Arboreal.
Yeah. Arboreal.
Tell me if I spelled it right. Arboreal.
Yes.
Brava. Yes.
Yes. Well, since you are a great speller, that must mean, do you know what the big A word of the day is?
I'm pretty sure I do.
Wow. Let's keep it going then. How about you, Miss Kim?
Yeah, I do.
Voice of reason?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I do.
And PWs.
I do also.
Wait a minute. Have we used this word before? Because how do y'all know these things?
We've been around.
Yeah, because
we paid attention.
It got the root arbor in it.
Correct.
You think that helped?
Yes.
Yep.
100%.
Yeah, there's no need to beat around the bush. We're smart.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay, so Kim said it has the root
of arbor.
Isn't that like when the boat is going up in the
That begins with an H.
Harbor.
Harbor.
Oh. If the H is silent, then it's arbor.
Yes. Or if you're British.
Yes.
Okay, yes. So Cockney.
All right. Well, how about this then? All the resistance fighters claim they know what the word is, correct?
Yes.
Oh. Well, let's use this. How about Billy? Use arboreal in a sentence.
The arboreal landscape was green and lush.
Okay. Kim, use it in a sentence that I would understand. You want to pass?
No.
I thought mine was a perfectly decent
Yeah,
sentence.
I mean, I was hard to beat Billy's.
Yeah, of course. But hold on a second. Pretend we don't know what arboreal means. So if you said what Billy said, the arboreal landscape is dead right there. That don't tell me. So you're going to tell me there's a...
North American flying really squirrel prefers an arboreal...
Start again.
There you go. That's a good one.
The North American flying squirrel prefers an arboreal habitat.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Very good.
Voice of Reason, you wanna do Roman's thing again?
What when Spike was done with his chainsaw, his yard looked far less arboreal.
See, Kim, he just Roman'd your stuff again, didn't he?
No, he didn't. Nah, it's fine.
Yeah, I didn't mention squirrel flying squirrels.
He didn't mention any animals
or bullwinkle or
habitat.
Anything.
It's all good.
Does P Dub need to put it in a sentence?
Yes,
too?
I was gonna say W. Pretend you're walking through the streets and we had to do something. Somebody said, "Hey, arboreal."
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it showing?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, that was pretty good.
That definitely defines what arboreal means. Well, for those who could not
decide. CW, you're looking especially arboreal today.
Thank you.
You should be very proud of that.
Well, for those that couldn't...
Most of the winter, Kim's legs are arboreal.
Now I'm way confused. Okay. So arboreal, according to Webster, or Merriam and Webster, both of them, right? It was two people. They say arboreal is literally the term that means of a relating to trees.
Yes.
And resistance fighters, you all knew that. I kind of...
Yes, correct.
By y'all uses in the sentence, I tend to believe that, except for... Billy's, explain yours. You say
the arboreal landscape, the tree-filled landscape, is very lush and green. What's wrong with that?
Because
it's perfect.
No.
The landscape relating to trees.
But it could also be related to hedges or the lawn.
Not when I use the word arboreal. It doesn't. Oh.
Well, yeah, if you know what arboreal is.
And do you know what Arbor Day is?
Yeah, there you go.
No.
The day we plant a tree.
Arbor Day. It's a day to plant a tree. Exactly. It's like a sort of a holiday. It's on a calendar. If you look it up, Arbor Day, it is a day celebrating trees.
What day is that?
I don't know.
Was it this day in history?
No. What is it? What is a guy? Okay, if you're on a movie set and there's somebody who's supposed to take care of all the props and the guns and all that, what are they called?
A prop master?
No, it starts with an A. Because the Alex Baldwin thing incident that happened, and they tried to blame the arbitrarian.
No, the armorer.
That's it. Oh, the armorer. Okay, so.
Not arborer. An arborist is a tree doctor.
Wow. See, what I'm doing is I'm playing like I don't know this stuff. So if they come on, they won't feel, you know, less intelligent. So I want to make this show acceptable for everybody, even, you know, the less intelligent people.
Because you do that very well.
Because if everybody knew the thing, then why are we here?
Sure.
So with that being said, I think it's topic changing music time.
All right. All right, we're going to change the topic because we really haven't had a topic. So here's the topic.
I like to call this topic here, they say breakfast is the most important part of the day, but this time they probably should have skipped it.
They say that breakfast is the most important part of the day, but this time they should have skipped it.
Right.
That's really good, Michael. I don't think I could have repeated all those words.
Okay, well, the New Jersey jail annex authorities discovered that two men, ages 37 and 43, were missing from their cells when they did the routine head counts. The investigation found that these two men found a weakness in the jail walls and used a man-made toothbrush and some tools to carve a little hole out, and then they used the rebarb as a secondary tool to cut through the cement, and somehow they got out of the fence, and they escaped. Great, great, great. Problem is, hours later, they found the two men where? And I'll start with you. Where do you think they found the two men, PW?
Just outside of their cell. Still in the jail.
Really? Boy, so Rizian, where do you think they found the cell? Found the two men?
At the dining hall having breakfast.
The dining hall having breakfast, right. And Miss Billy?
IHOP.
Ooh, and then Kim's?
At a bar.
Ding, ding, ding.
Breakfast of champions.
Billy Ooh. Is correct.
They oh, found- I'm correct. They- I thought Kim was. Ooh.
No, no. The escaping inmates were found hours later at an IHOP, nearby IHOP, having breakfast.
Nice. An actual IHOP. Nice.
An actual a nearby IHOP restaurant. Now, the arresting authorities gave out a big attaboy to the staff at IHOP and the surrounding people because they said they called authorities and said that this looks suspicious. We have two guys dressed up in inmate outfits.
They didn't even change their clothes.
They didn't change their clothes. And it wasn't even Halloween.
Maybe they weren't escaping. Maybe they just wanted to go eat at IHOP.
Sometimes they have some good blueberry pancakes because I definitely wouldn't have done that for the eggs. Forget the eggs. But my thing is, I almost want to say this is a fake story. I almost want to say that because, and you guys can understand why. If you have the wherewithal and the tenacity to escape from a prison using a toothbrush and a man-made piece of steel and raw iron, what's the chance you're going to stop at a nearby IHOP? Give me your conclusion to that, PWs.
You know, it's a lot of work digging a hole in the wall. You get hungry.
I guess, you know? Yeah. So if I were to call this a fake fish, would you have said yay or nay?
Did they have fish for breakfast? That's weird.
I don't think
they serve lox, for instance. No.
Unless you're British.
Maybe.
It's an IHOP.
I'm going to leave that there. So, okay, well, I just thought that was a fake fish story, but I didn't do it. But I said I'm going to let the resistance fighters give me their, quote unquote, their little bit of opinion about it. And everyone thinks that was a real story, which I'm assuming it is. I have no idea.
I would say that if they had the wherewithal or tenacity to get into prison, then they would be dumb enough to go to an IHOP after they escaped from prison.
Good point.
Great Roman point on that.
Wherewithal and tenacity to get into prison.
Get into prison. Mm-hmm. They have enough to do that. Huh. Shocking, but alas, it was true. All right, so with that being said, let's do a topic, a change in music.
All right, here comes another topic, and I hope that this topic has a much shorter title.
I like to call this topic here, signs, everywhere a sign.
I like to call this topic here, sign, everywhere a sign.
All right, side note, who sang to that? I'm sure y'all know. I was going to look it up. I was going to
include
Crosby, Stills, Nash, and yeah.
Could
that
be.
Sounds, that's a feasible answer there.
I don't think so. I think it was just a commercial.
So if we were at Family Feud, and Kim said Cosby, Stills, and Nash, we would all would say good answer, good answer, good answer.
Of course you would.
Yeah,
you have to say it when you
All right, I have the answer. I'm the research analyst. I have the answer. Do you want to know the answer?
Crack pack analyst, research person. Yeah.
Was it the Woodberries?
It was not.
Was it the Traveling Woodberries?
No. It was Five Man Electrical Band. Never heard of them. That's the name of the...
That melody... Okay, but if you play a clip or whatever that is, it is not going to sound like what Daddy just sung.
No, it is. It is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wait, what was it?
Why are we agreeing with Billy?
Because I looked it up.
I know, but
I don't think that's right.
I'm agreeing with Kim. Sign, because I would have never heard who you said did it, Billy. Five guys.
The Five Man Electrical Band in 1971.
Oh, maybe it is.
Let me know.
Formerly known as the Staccatos.
Also, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Or whatever people call it. What'd you call them, Kim?
Crosby, Stills, and Nash, yeah.
Oh, definitely it's them. I just listened to a little bit of it. It's definitely them.
Really?
That's the actual song, yes.
But my guess was good, right? Come on.
It was. I was half expecting to find that out when the song came up.
You had me in the band.
I'm going to say best wrong guess of the day.
Thank you.
There you go. Yes, really. All right. So going back to the topic, how do you say, I know how to say it. There was a sign that was held by this woman. And it says, I want you guys know French, right? It says, "Allez-y, opé, au moi." All right. I'll spell
Allez.
It.
Allez what?
It's spelled A-L-L-E-Z.
Yeah,
OPI, and then OMI, Alize Opi Uma. None of y'all speak French.
Le Opiomi.
Oh, you know what? It goes in French and German, so maybe one of y'all. Okay. Anyway,
listen. Let's go,
Grandma and Grandpa.
Oh, that's right.
Please, let's go, Grandma and Grandpa.
That is correct.
And you know you know that because.
I feel like I've seen something about this particular sign somewhere. Allez, omi opi. Like, let's go. The LA is in French, and the omi and opi is German.
Mm-hmm. Well, this story is a little old, but I've had it in my repertoire. I just never pulled it out. Well, anyway, this lady had this sign that says, Olé, Olé, Opa, and she held it out. She were at the Tour de France race. She held the doggone sign out, and it caused a crash of a lot of people crashing.
That's right.
Crashing in the doggone thing.
Now I remember. Yes.
Right, because she like stepped out into their
traffic.
Drive path, a little path. Right. She was just, she crashed. There was a massive accident of a bunch of cyclists, and they were hurt and all kind of things. And she was just trying to say, "Let's go, Grandma, Grandpa." Now, the rest of the story is that this woman was arrested
and
sentenced to 2 years and $35,000 in fines on the investigation that she involuntarily injured and disabled a lot of the cyclists.
Cyclists, yeah, absolutely.
Question to the resistance fighters. Was that justice, or was she just trying to be supportive to Grandma and Grandpa? Start out with you, Voice of Reason.
Wow, she was totally in the wrong there. So I'm thinking, an example needs to be set, because they're going to have more of these bicycle races in the future, and it's very, very dangerous,
right?
Especially if it's at the bottom of a hill or near a curve,
area,
anywhere, huh?
Yeah, uphill, not so bad. If she'd have gone to an uphill steep slope and done that, it would have been fine.
Perhaps. Yeah.
Would have worked out better.
All right, Miss Billis?
I think both are true. I don't think she intended to hurt anybody. but she did hurt anybody, and she should have been punished for being so incredibly careless and negligent.
And so I'm not going to lead the witness, Ms. Kims.
I don't know that we can ascertain the
motive,
whether or not it was innocent or not, because there's a lot of money and prestige and investment in this race, as evidenced by the amount of doping that's happened with very famous athletes.
Yeah.
So I think that she should feel the hammer for sure.
Okay. And voice of, PWs?
Either shoot her, you know, which would have got her out of the way.
Yeah.
Or arrest her.
All right. Well, I've asked everybody, right? Here comes Spike and his conspiracy theories. Now, I'm sort of listening to what Kim said about she could have did this on purpose. But I'm also taken back because the sign said, let's go grandma, grandpa. If this was a Tour de France race, I'm thinking these people are under 40. So they're people on the bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
It can't be. So this means this could have been just a little girl who didn't know the difference. She, you know, because if she got a grandma, the bike, they got to be, let's say the girl could have been 10, 11, who had the sign. And so her grandma was high 40s, I mean mid 40s, to be in a cycling Tour de France kind of thing. So it could have been a truly, truly innocent mistake unless they put the little girl up to it. And the article doesn't say how old the sign holder was.
I can tell you that.
Oh, Crack Pack, you done it again?
I done it again.
All right.
She was 31 years old.
Yes. And she was probably knowing that she would be on TV saying hello to grandma and grandma.
Ooh, good. You guys just put a monkey in the wrenches of my monkey wrenches. That's a good point. Yeah.
So I've got a broader question. What about the people that just stood by and let her do this? Why would not the other spectators grab her?
That's why I say they should have shot her.
It was...
She would have fallen down.
I'm looking at a still photo of it right now, and everybody's face was turned away from her, and she was facing the cameras.
Ooh.
So the cyclists are behind her.
Oh.
She's holding the sign. The cyclists are coming from behind her. All the spectators are facing the cyclists, and she's facing the camera with her sign.
So yeah, she purposely knew to look at the camera. And she was.
So they didn't even know. The spectators didn't know what she was doing.
No. And she was stepping out into the street in this photo. Her foot's not on the ground, and she's about to step down on the pavement. She was an idiot.
And it was pretty sudden. I remember the videos of it. She's like, I don't know if you've ever watched the Tour de France, but in certain areas that are like in the countryside, because, you know, the it goes all the way through France, right, up in the mountains and stuff. There's no barriers holding fans behind to hold fans away from the street. So fans can just walk up to it. Right. And she just literally was holding the sign. And then as they were coming, stepped out. wasn't even paying attention to the fact that they were coming. She just stepped out. And ran and like literally stepped right in front of a cyclist, and like 30 people were injured, and 2 people had to drop out of the race.
Okay,
one of the riders broke 2 arms.
Wow.
Oh, you could say it both, right?
Okay, both arms.
Well, he could have broke his arms and somebody else's,
or all his arms.
Yeah, it was a really bad accident.
All right. Well,
was she able to continue saying hi to grandpa?
Yeah. Not if he shot her. So I want to change. I want to change my ruling now, because as you guys said, she did this for the publicity. Because her grandma and grandpa probably weren't even in the race.
No, her identity has been withheld by the courts, so she could like not be
live. Yeah, she I don't know if people understand how psychotic the French are about the Tour de France. It's like the Super Bowl, And if somebody like somebody
they,
was,
why don't they,
was
got gonna, them, why don't they gate them off then? I guess it's too much terrain. Yeah, I got it. Okay, I got it. Yeah.
And it would be like somebody running out and grabbing the ball right when somebody was about to kick the winning field goal for a Super Bowl. And then if you like in a Philadelphia Eagles game, like let's put it that way, right? So you know that the Eagles lost the game because this person put a sign, "Hey, Grandma, Grandpa," in front of the kicker, and they lost the game because of that, right? That person would be murdered.
So they should have fined her more, or did what PW said, shot her. Okay,
I kind of think so.
Go to jail.
I go with that. Well, I think, hey, let's do this. Have you guys done your homework?
I have. Yeah, I have.
With a vigor and enthusiasm, I can tell.
I have.
Okay. Well, no, W. So after we come back from the break where we talk to our sponsors, we're going to do our homework. So let's.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at KCOnlineRadio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSaintPete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Do your homework. Grab that pen, boy, come and do your homework.
I'm back. Yeah, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, that great segue when we did our sponsors right to the homework, I think that worked out perfectly. Let's go ahead and start it. Let's start our homework with the voice of reason.
Yes, I did my homework, so I'm really proud of myself.
Pat self on back right now. Yeah, insert yeah. Pat self on back.
Yeah, I my homework, in case people out there don't know, is to some things that really make me mad or angry or upset me.
Grinds your gears.
Yeah. And one of the things that really makes me angry is when people are not careful of other people, like if they're trying to do something that's a little bit dangerous and they don't take proper precautions to make sure that those people are not injured.
Right. Like walking out with a sign.
In front of a cycling race?
Yeah, that could be one example of it. Sure. Sure, it could be.
But that didn't trigger your homework that you probably just finished right now, right?
I've been thinking about this for a little while now.
Hey. All right. Is that the conclusion of your homework?
Yeah, I'm done. That's but anyway, people should be more careful of other people to make sure that other people don't get injured.
Well, this is what I would like to say. In your situation, when what grinds your gears, you should at least have examples.
Oh yeah. Well, okay. Like if somebody was robbing a bank.
Ooh,
all right.
Ooh, this is interesting.
Okay.
Right.
And they just started firing their gun all around the place without any care as to where they were pointing it or anything like
yeah.
that. They and actually hit people and injure them without being more careful about where they were pointing their gun.
That grinds your gears, huh?
Wait. In this situation, who is the person doing the dangerous thing and who is the person making
the
dangerous
robber.
Thing
the
more dangerous? Because isn't that what you... The bank robber?
Yeah, the bank robber is the bad guy, or the one that's not being careful of other people. He's shooting his gun to make an example, but up in the balcony or on the second floor or in an elevator someplace, he could be shooting through and hitting somebody. He's not being careful.
So you, as a customer in the bank, and the bank robber is just shooting into the ceiling, you're really gears grinding because he's not being careful.
Yes.
Did a toddler tell you this story yesterday?
Well, I think PW gave up with the best example, I think, really, about somebody that would, what was it again?
If they had a sign and they jumped out in front of some cyclists.
Yeah, that would be, that's like really not really very careful about what they're doing.
Yeah, I guess.
That's even a better example than mine, PW.
So one would think that you cheated off PW's paper.
Well, he just came up with a great example.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Well, next homework assignment, we're going to go with Billy.
So on this day in history,
history,
May 15th, 1940.
Ooh.
An American institution opened up for the first time.
1940.
A business and an American institution opened up for the first time.
I'll be the first to guess. I want to guess. I was going to say Western Union, but that's been around a while. So not Western Union. It was Sears, Roebuck and Company.
Anybody else have a guess?
Nathan's Hot Dogs.
Ooh.
Anybody else have a guess?
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
What was Reasonable X's?
Yes, McDonald's.
McDonald's.
I know, Kim. I wanted to say it first.
Well,
but then you said McDonald's, so
you
I took your idea instead of raising your hand.
Yeah, you.
Well, Kim was correct because she pronounced it correctly.
Yeah, I took it.
McDonald's.
Made it like the Romans and made it better.
Yes, he got inside a Trojan horse.
McDonald's.
Is it really like correct?
It is really correct. Where was the? Oh, now I can't. Oh, here we go. Maurice and Richard McDonald opened up McDonald's Barbecue in San Bernardino.
Whoa!
And it evolved into what we know as McDonald's.
I'm not gonna accept that. I think their last name was just McDonald's, but that's not the real. I thought somebody named Kroc did that.
Nope.
They bought it.
He bought it and invented the Big Mac.
So,
what?
Kroc bought it from Kemp
from the McDonald people. Brothers.
Oh, I knew too much about this. That's kind of sad.
Man. I bet they're kicking themselves in the Whopper, in the Big Mac.
In the Hamburglar.
They're kicking themselves in the hamburger because this dude Kroc took their product, used their name. And still went on to make history. And other brothers go still working.
And everybody has suffered the consequences of eating at McDonald's. Every other person on the face of the planet has suffered the consequences of
all year round.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know, especially because I this was something I didn't know, that it started as a barbecue restaurant.
Yeah.
Well,
so I don't have an answer for that.
Yeah, I definitely didn't know that. But okay, well, now let's go to the next homework, and that will be Miss Kim. Miss Kim, homework.
So my homework, everybody knows, is news that just can't be real, no way. And usually I turn it into some sort of guessing game, but man, pickings were slim today. Everything was quite believable.
Ask the voice.
Right. All right. But I found a story that's interesting, and you need to guess where this happened. Where did this happen? Okay. So this woman, She's going to like visit relatives. I forget why. I don't know. It's a birthday party. I don't know what the deal is, but she's going to visit relatives. It's like a 2-hour drive out in what we call the wilderness. She goes out into the wilderness, takes a wrong turn, has to make a U-turn at the end of this like dirt road that just ends, and she gets stuck in mud.
Ooh, like a Jeep.
She gets stuck there for 5 days.
Get the stepping.
5 days. It gets down to like 35 degrees at night. Luckily, she had enough gas in her car to run the heater and stuff like that for all this time. She only had a bottle of wine and some candy with her, and that sustained her. I'm not quite sure how she didn't get dehydrated, but her only liquid was a bottle of wine. And then they finally found her by helicopter. What country could this possibly have happened in?
I'll be the first to guess, and I'm going to say Africa.
No.
They moved it.
Bottle of wine, bag of snacks and candy. Yes.
Olive wine.
Brazil.
No.
They gave it away to olives.
No, there was no olives mentioned.
There were no olives. Okay.
I said bottle of wine.
Oh, they said, okay, bottle of wine. Well, then, PW, what say you?
Middle of nowhere.
That it was olive wine, so that's why she didn't get dehydrated.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Guess a country.
What was your country?
Apparently, very surprising for this particular country, she was not a drinker.
Oh, she's a tourist. She just come from the Napa Olive Valley. Napa.
Is it a screw top bottle of wine or a cork?
It doesn't say.
Surprising that she wasn't a drinker for this country. I really wanted to say the France. United States, but now I'm sort of leaning toward
place to the United States. They'd use a different word instead of wilderness.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
France.
Okay. Hey, let me give you guys
Canada?
Oh my gosh. I thought you guys would get it right away.
I'll give you a hint. Olive Garden.
Germany.
There's nothing to do with olives. Period.
Scotland.
Nothing in the story about olives.
Oh.
That's for you and PW.
What country has vast wilderness to get lost in?
That's what I thought. That's why I said Brazil.
Yeah.
Russia.
I would call that like the jungle.
Russia.
Well, no.
Where
the wilderness? Israel.
All right.
Canada.
This article, the wilderness is referred to as the bush.
Oh, Australia.
That would be Australia. Oh, and that's also where there's a lot of wine.
There's only two places. There's only two places.
Good wine.
And not a lot of people that don't drink.
That's also true.
Yeah, so would we decide that this may be a fake fish story?
No.
I got to be honest.
Come on.
5 days with only alcohol as liquid?
Yeah.
In the Australian outback? Like, was she in the desert? And that's why it was, like, super cold at night and crazy hot in the daytime?
It looks arid, but there's some vegetation around her. There's a great picture of her waving to the helicopter.
Oh, I bet
didn't
she was
make
happy.
This into a movie called Walkabout?
Walkabout with candy and a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
What kind of candy was it? Was it a Snickers bar? Or was it like your grandma's hard candy that's in that little dish?
That was not shared, unfortunately.
All right. Well, thank you for that great homework. Now, I want to ask the resistance fighters because Voice of Reason gave me this little idea. We should grade the homeworks.
Yes, especially this week.
Yeah, but I was trying to figure out how can we do this in a fair and impartial way, which I don't think we can.
Yes, you can. So there was 3 homeworks, right?
Correct, Domingo.
Okay, so somebody gets an A, somebody gets a B, and somebody gets an F.
Oh. Ooh.
What? Wow.
A C. A C. Awesome.
Yes.
Right, yes. We do, you do, just fail.
The only way you would, the only way you would get an F is if you didn't do it at all.
A D minus.
No, I like F. I like F's.
Okay.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to have each one of them grade the other person. Then whoever has the most letters in there, that's what they get. So I'll say, like, voice of reason, what would you give Billy's homework?
D minus.
Yeah, what would you give Kim, what would you give Kim's?
A C.
C. All right.
Not an option.
All right. I need a B.
Billy.
You get a B. Billy gets a D minus, but and
okay, I got
Kim gets a B.
So Billy, what would you give Kim's homework?
A B.
What would you give the voice of reason homework?
An F.
All right, Kim, what would you give Billy's homework?
I forget what her homework was.
McDonald's. No,
don't remind her.
Oh, wait a minute. That's an F,
McDonald's,
right?
McDonald's. You guessed the answer. Yes, McDonald's.
Now you
know. Yeah, I would give Billy's an A, and I would give Reasons definitely a zero.
That's we good. You got it.
So this is all going to turn into a popularity contest.
Apparently. Wait, and does, all right, no, and PW should get a vote. Yeah.
Now, PW, what would you give Kim's homework?
I would give Kim an A.
Billy?
I would give Billy an A, and I would give Voice an F.
Okay, I'm with you on that one, Voice. But unfortunately, running the numbers, you get an F. You get an F for your homework.
Whole thing is rigged.
Billy gets an A, and Kim, you get a B. So this week's homework. There we go.
Like, so maybe
I have video of people stuffing the ballot box on this.
Okay, 2000.
I think PW should grade the homework because he's the one that doesn't have an assignment.
Yeah.
Right.
No, he's
just have to press the button.
Because he shouldn't. Matter of fact, he's not an impartial judge because he knows
A and F. Yeah, it's always going to be A and F. Let's just do that. Call it A and F.
Yeah, we take that back. No, not for you. Voice of reason.
And you should grade it, Spike. It should be you.
Okay, I'll do it.
You didn't grade us today. Go ahead and grade us. Oh, you did, didn't you?
Well, today I give the voice an F.
Yeah,
today
there is no F. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I give.
How can there be an F?
We absolutely agreed that it was going to be F and not a D minus. It was going to be F.
If you didn't even do your homework.
you did.
You didn't really.
I mean, I'm going to change my grade from a 0 to a 50. There were words. He said.
But 50 is not even a passing grade.
Hey, who among us?
Then neither is an F.
It averages like a little bit better if you do better next time.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Who among us do think that the voice of reason just made it up on the spot because he was time to call his name?
Yep.
I practically made it up on the spot. Like, it's just
absolutely made it up on the spot.
So are you guys saying that it doesn't bother you when people aren't careful of other people and making sure that they're not injured?
But that was right after the sign.
Yeah.
And that probably bothered you. She was reckless.
By Stosby, Kills, and Nash.
Yeah, really.
So,
can we just do something different? I mean,
Spike, what is your grades? You gave reasonable an F, and then
you a B and Kim an A.
Okay.
Okay.
That was Spike's grade.
Agreed.
Okay.
With that.
Yeah.
B's
Listen, this is not a competition.
I mean, like, none of the stories I found were A stories. But I guess that's not my
No. That one was pretty good because it made me think about the movie of the week that I want you guys to look at if you guys have a chance. I know you probably won't. Check out this movie called Fall, F-A-L-L. It is a pretty interesting little story that I watched. Somebody told me about it. I think it's like a one and done movie, not a series. So if you guys have some free time between now and next show.
Is this new?
Nah, it came out
last year.
It came out in 2022, so that was last year.
Is this some kind of a tall movie?
No, actually, I think we even talked about it. It's definitely not a tall movie.
Oh.
Way from tall. So just, if you get a chance, you can look at it as Fall, F-A-L-L. It's
about mountain climbers?
Not even close.
Oh, okay. So wait, then I'm not looking at the...
You have a look.
I'm looking up the movie, and I see a movie that's called Fall, but it's about mountain climbers. So then I'm not looking at the right movie. It's a different movie called Fall.
Maybe it is about mountain climbing. Maybe it is about mountain climbing and not climbing, but it really doesn't. Okay, just look it up, or we'll talk about it. It's about two girls that go stand on a tower. Oh, okay. Right?
They go stand on a tower?
A TV tower. Yeah, I'm looking at the right movie. It came out in 22.
Yeah, so if you guys got any free time, look at that, because I would love to. I would enjoy listening to your guys' synopsis on that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so I don't know. And the PW, I know you don't do movies, but you know, if you get a chance, look it up.
I'll wait for the book to come out.
PW does movies.
No. PW doesn't do movies.
Of course I do.
He doesn't go to theaters, but he watches movies.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
He does.
Huh.
But sometimes he waits for the book to come out because
I agree with
him about going to the movies.
It's easier.
Oh, you one of those people too?
Yeah. How many years did you have a copy of my copy of Walkabout?
Who are you talking to?
You.
I got a copy of your Walkabout?
You did have my Walkabout for a couple of years. Then you gave it back.
Okay. He's side note.
And he never even watched it.
What was it about?
You know what I like doing? I like renting the entire theater for just me and some of my friends.
Are you that claustrophobic? I don't think it's the right word.
I just don't like other people's movie-going habits. That's what I don't like.
Yeah.
Hey, try
in case you don't know
a lot of them fart.
About.
Hey, try going to a tall movie.
Yeah.
I have. It's so much fun. That's totally different, though. That's different.
It is really fun. It is really, really fun. It's part of the movie experience.
Stella gets her groove back.
No. We saw the John Singleton movie. It was in Tallahassee. Right? No, not Boys in the Hood. The one at school. Higher Education? Was that what it's called?
Higher Learning?
In Tallahassee. Higher Learning. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, with the smoking guy. What's his name?
I
anyway,
don't know.
Was that story about it was a guy in the tower shooting people?
Correct. Yeah. At a historically tall university.
Didn't that movie take a turn because you thought it was just a slap-slick comedy show?
Oh, I never thought that was a comedy.
Well, Dark.
That wasn't a comedy.
It was Method Man or Red Man was in it. That's what it was. Yeah, and they were high and they went to a college and they was high all the time. And then all of a sudden there was a dude in the tower shooting people. Then it turned dramatically drama to me.
That's possible. But we saw that movie in a theater in Tallahassee with a predominantly tall audience.
Yes.
And it was spectacular.
I barely heard any of the words of the movie.
Spectacular. Okay. It was.
Question. How in the hell did y'all end up in there? Research for a paper?
We might have.
No,
we
it was a
tall
well-known
friend. We may have gone with a tall friend or something.
Oh, okay.
It's possible. Yeah. We knew the movie. Like, we knew who John Singleton was. At that point, Boys in the Hood had come out.
True, but either way, that okay. No, it's interesting.
We were like sitting in the middle of the theater too. It was like super weird.
Good Lord,
I think we were like the only white people there. Or
it's possible.
It's possible. Damn, y'all must have been on a real high.
No, I wasn't. I didn't get high in college.
Oh, PW, not PW. Yes. Voice of Reason. What say you?
What. Is there time for me to tell about my greatest experience with a live audience at the theater?
Yes.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay. It was called, I think it was called Mr. Black was the movie, and Brad Pitt was in it. And there's a scene.
Oh, Meet Joe Black is what it's called. Meet Joe Black.
Meet Jet Black. And I was watching this just outside of UCLA. I was in California and with picking up my sister, and I were picking up our niece, who was a student there. And there was a long line, and there were mostly co-eds and college students, okay?
Right.
And, well, okay, male and female college students.
Land the plane, dude. Hurry up.
Okay. Anyway, there's a scene where Brad Pitt is nearly hit by a car. And it's a very close near miss. And what you hear in through the audience is all the audience, all the girls going, oh, no. Okay.
Gasping. Yes.
And then, yeah, they're gasping. And then he takes a couple of steps and he gets hit by this car, knocked 10 feet into the air and falling down. And you hear all the college guys going,
yeah.
was that the end of the movie?
No, that was right at the beginning because Joe Black was the guy that was supposed to
be dead.
Yeah, be dead. Yeah.
Oh.
But it was so great just to hear those two different versions like within 5 seconds of one another. Yeah.
Huh.
Those college guys wanted to see Brad Pitt
dead.
They got jealous like in 5 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I saw the end of that because he was talking to this girl and they went in different directions and he looked back and then she wasn't looking back. Then she looked back. That was the movie I'm talking about. Are you talking about?
Yeah. That's the one.
That wasn't the end of it?
No, that was at the very beginning, pretty much in the beginning of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's when Joe Black gets killed and people stop dying all over the world.
Is it weird that I don't know this movie at all?
You don't know Meet Joe Black? It is totally weird that you don't know
I've heard of it, but I have not seen it, and I had no idea what it was about.
Well, I've never seen it. I mean, I didn't even know the name of it. I just saw they showed that last scene when they broke up or whatever it was, and they were walking away to beat each other. Then the dude get hit by a car or a bus.
No, that's a different. That's you're not thinking. He doesn't get hit by a car at the end of the movie.
A bus then.
It's a modern day version of I think Death Takes a Holiday but instead of a Paramore. Right, well,
I'll go with never mind. So I'll go with that. But okay, so don't have to do it, but I just want to throw this out there. What movie did I ask you guys if you get a chance to look at? What's the name of it?
Fall.
I figured no one would knew that but Billy, because the rest of you guys are heathens. So no, I
got 3 minutes left.
I'm just saying this. So let's do this, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go around the room and ask what stuck with you tonight. Voice of Reason, since you hit us up with Joe Black, what stuck with you tonight?
I'm going to say the how quickly a voting can turn into a popularity contest.
Yeah. Understand that. All right, Ms. Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
That I remembered that even though I really dislike it when people talk in a movie theater, that I actually love watching movies with a tall audience. It's a completely different experience than just being annoyed that somebody's talking in a movie theater.
Kim, what stuck with you?
That I need to go see a movie.
I got an idea of one that you can see.
What's it called again?
Fall.
Yeah. PWs, what stuck with you?
Oh, definitely Stosby, Kills, and Nash.
They song. No, signs everywhere.
Everybody sign, yeah.
I said, really. Okay, what stuck with me was Billy and Kim, and probably even PW, enjoyed going to a tall movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's fascinating me. I hate it with a piece of passion.
Really?
Because you do not hear the movies. You know, you're not in the movie.
But it's the whole experience. Like, I don't, yes, I understand being annoyed that you can't hear the movie, but you don't go there to just enjoy the movie. You go to enjoy the experience of the movie and the tall audience.
Okay, let's flip this. If you go into a tall movie and start doing the talking, what would they do? They just shut the F up.
Oh, for sure.
But that would be part of the show.
Oh, but you say y'all talking? It just doesn't. I don't. It does nothing compute to me. I'll be at somebody's house, and they'll be talking there. Like, God, cuss word. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show. We will see you guys next time. I am out of this mother. One.